USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are reviewing the U.S. response to the growing coronavirus threat. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is testifying on Capitol Hill, as is DHS Secretary Chad Wolf. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Wolf, "We need some answers here as far as what's exactly going on."
Mr. Secretary, question. I'm going to hush here. You're supposed to keep us safe, and the American people deserve some straight answers on the coronavirus. And I'm not getting them from you.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to take some heat tonight during the latest Democratic presidential debate. Sanders is looking to keep his momentum going in Saturday's South Carolina primary after wins in New Hampshire and Nevada. Meantime, former Vice President Joe Biden finished second in Nevada and is looking for a much-needed win in the Palmetto State. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump is on his way back to the United States after a two-day visit to India. Now, before leaving, the president held a press conference where he slammed Supreme Court Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, saying both should recuse themselves from cases involving him or his administration.
Frankly, that Justice Ginsburg should do it because she went wild during the campaign when I was running. And then Justice Sotomayor said what she said yesterday. I just don't know how they can not recuse themselves for anything having to do with Trump or Trump-related. The right thing to do is that. Now, as a Supreme Court justice, is a different standard. But at the same time, I think it's a higher standard in a certain sense. So they'll have to decide what to do.
After a rocky day on Wall Street on Monday, the Dow did open nearly 500 points lower on Tuesday. All three major stock indexes are down. Investors are worried about how the coronavirus outbreak will have an impact on the global economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taxes are due Wednesday, April 15th in 2020. This means you need to submit your 1040 form by this date, and you should pay the IRS by that deadline. But there are a lot of folks that can't pay what they owe the IRS, or sometimes people are even scared and choose to not file taxes. Dan Pilla joins CBN and says even if you do not pay your taxes, there's still a few things the IRS cannot do.
You know, first thing people need to understand, Pat, is when you're a garden variety tax debtor, you owe the money that you can't pay.
Yeah.
You're not going to jail. All right, so let's deal with the fear.
Why not?
Well, because it's not a crime to simply owe money to the IRS. Okay. It's a crime to cheat on your taxes. Okay. It's a crime to file a false return. Okay. It's a crime to lie to the IRS. All those things are true. But just simply not having the money to pay is not a crime. It makes you broke, Pat. Yeah. It doesn't make you criminal, right?
Broke is bad, but it's not a crime.
So you're not going to jail. All so right. Let's deal with the fear. Let's get the fear out of it, okay?
Today is National Pancake Day. IHOP's Stephanie Peterson says it's also a day to donate to children's hospitals and charities around the country.
There's a charitable component with this. While we give away millions of free pancakes on one day, we also collect donations for Children's Miracle Network hospitals and other local partners.
Peterson says this is the 15th annual National Pancake Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.